December 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, as you prepare for the feast of the Nativity in the Advent season, I invite you to contemplate the thoughtful preparations that were in the hearts of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They endured the struggles of hot weather and cold weather, the cross of the unknown once they reached Bethlehem, the rejection by innkeepers once they reached their destination, the lack of a proper crib once the baby came. Through all of this, they prayed to me, the Eternal Father, with great humility and holy love. It was these virtues which gave them holy courage to face the unknown. It was holy courage that bound them to my divine will. You, children, must pray for the same courage to cling to my divine will in every unknown. It is my provision which comes to you in the grace of the present moment. Often you will have to trust that I will send the right people into your lives at the right time. The more you love me, the easier it is to trust in my provisions." A note is given to read Psalm 71, Prayer for Lifelong Protection and Help. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth, from my mother's womb you have been my strength. My praise is continually of you. I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, "God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him." O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my harm. But I will hope continually, and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me till I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. Your power and your righteousness, O God, reach the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You, who have made me see many sore troubles, will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my honor and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness. O my God, I will sing praises to you with the lyre. O Holy One of Israel, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. My soul also, which you have rescued. And my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long. For they have been put to shame and disgraced who sought to do me harm. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.